Hey, my friends, it's Walid Azami. So this podcast is intended to help you calm down, help you process what is happening with our, global recession, in part because of COVID-19. But also, listen, I'm a believer that recessions are cyclical. And yes, the president can affect it and can expedite the process or help shorten the length. I think that that is possible. But I think that it's cyclical and it would happen with anybody in office. So I want to talk to you about why you should not worry too much during this time. And I want to speak to you as somebody whose career was born and then completely skyrocketed during a recession. So I know what I'm talking about. I have pure experience from it. And I'm about to share that with you in this podcast in 5 tips on what you can do as a creative. So it doesn't matter if you're a photographer, videographer, if you are filmmaker, makeup artist, nail technician, whatever it is, this is going to help you out because the world is a little extra tough for freelancers. So I'm hoping that this helps you out. All right. Before I go on, I want to let you guys know that if you are interested in the ultimate photographer's survival package, it's a free gift from me. It's actually not a free gift. It's multiple free gifts from me. And these are things that I use in my career, that I use in my business, and I've used over the years. It's going to help you out a lot. And it's yours and it's free. And I want you to use it and I want you to win. And that's my whole movement, is that I'm dedicated to helping creatives now of all sorts. But you know, I started with photographers. I want you guys to win. Okay. So if you're interested in that, click the link in the description of this podcast. It's a free gift that's coming for you, and it's going to do a lot for your business. So if you're interested, do that. There's nothing you can lose, but there's a whole lot you can gain. All right. So first things first, look, I always, I use this forest fire analogy, and maybe you'll think it's great. Maybe you won't. I don't care. I really don't. What I want from you is to get some information out of this that'll help you do better and calm down, okay? So recessions to me are natural. They are cyclical, as I mentioned just a couple minutes ago. They happen every, some people say 7 years, some people say 8, some people say even 10 or 11 years. They happen. It's cyclical, okay? We can almost bank on it. And it's, if you look in history, this always happens. The same thing can be said about a forest fire if it's lit naturally, if it erupts naturally and we don't have an arsonist, okay? We have storms, there's lightning, lightning sets some of the trees on fire, and there's a whole list of reasons why we have the whole circle of life and nature and everything. But one of them is that it burns down the old forest, the old big trees that are sucking up all the nutrients, that's taking up all the light, that's taking up all the space. And when you have these gigantic trees in the middle of the forest, you're creating so much shade. It is such a nutrient suck. It is, their root systems are so big that it's really difficult for the small baby trees to grow. So obviously you need these baby trees to grow because we need the forest to live on and on for hopefully hundreds and hundreds of years. Now, when a big tree falls down because it has burnt down, a couple things, many things happen, but a couple things that are relevant right now happen. Number one, the tree ash becomes fertilizer. Number two, that tree coming down means that it has opened up a gigantic area that baby trees can be born from. Okay. That means they're getting more sunlight, that the water is going more to their roots than the gigantic trees, the nutrients, everything. Now let's look at recessions the exact same way. So when I started my career, we had started 2008, 2009, and a lot of people had to cut their budgets. A lot of businesses were sinking, but guess what? Never changed. We still needed advertisements. We still needed promos done. We still needed video work done. But who was going to do it? Well, the record labels, the big ad agencies, these are my clients, right? They were looking around. They're saying, huh, this photographer would charge us $42,000 for this gigantic photo shoot and video shoot. But this other photographer, me, you know, is coming in at a slightly lesser amount, not completely undercut, but a slightly lesser amount. And he can do it. And he can do more with a smaller crew. okay? Because I was more in tune with the newest technology, that I was open to digital where some of these people were still shooting film. So there were a lot of things that I had put into place, systems that really worked in my benefit. And the big, big guys, big women, the big trees, you know, using that analogy, they couldn't. They couldn't pay for that massive overhead and the team of assistants and everything. So the label started looking at, okay, who is here? Who can fill in the shoes? Who has incredible style? Who has a beautiful photography style? Who has top-notch service? And who is younger and more eager? Well, that was me. And just for easy math, I'm not saying if they were charging 10,000, I was charging 1,000. So I know that that's going through your head. I would never do that to them, to the industry, or to myself. What was happening is if they were charging 10,000, I was charging 8,500. Now that's a huge save for these companies. Coming down 15% is a gigantic save. So by no means am I ever preaching that you want to undercut people so bad, right? And then from there, I started working my way back up. You want more additional pictures? Do you want more licensing rights? Then we start coming back up. But what I did not have to worry about is hiring an army of assistants that I had 6 or 7 PAs on set. I can do it with 2. I didn't need to buy rolls and rolls and rolls of film. I had SD cards or compact flash cards at the time. There was so much that I can do, and I started learning to use lights that were not these gigantic name brand ones, and I was coming in with companies like Alien Bees and Paul C. Buff stuff. Great lights, but I was able to work with that. That brought in the overall cost that brought it down, okay? So that gave me, the little tree, a chance to grow and grow fast. Now, here's the thing. When I started, there were so many little seedlings, so many little trees, little photographers that were starting. But why did I surpass pretty much the majority of them? Okay, and why was I getting the big clients and continuously booked and they were not? Well, the thing is that I've put systems in place and I've put just systems for editing, systems for lighting, systems for organizing a shoot, producing a shoot, getting those clients, marketing to those clients, invoicing those clients, emails to write, at what time to write, when to hold their hand, how to present the galleries. So much. I put those things in place. And that's the stuff that I teach in my masterclass, which is 40 Days to Profit. If you are a photographer, you're interested in that. If you want to know what took me over a decade to learn and you want to get it over 40 days online masterclass, definitely click the link below and you'll get some an exclusive one-time offer in my emails. Okay, so just so you know. All right, so let's go into that. Recessions happen, it's cyclical. Forest fires happen. It's cyclical, all right? The big trees have to die. The big companies have to die. They have massive egos and massive overheads and massive CEO salaries and massive things. Like, why do you need a ping pong table and why do you need organic guava juice delivered every single day? Well, because they had the big fat accounts. And guess what? When those accounts don't come, everybody gets furloughed, then laid off and let go. You can do it without the organic guava juice, okay? So don't worry too much about this COVID-19 if you are, or this global recession that's going to follow, inevitably going to follow. Don't worry about it too much if you are able to do this with a plan, okay? So I hope that the wheels in your head are spinning. It's all with a plan. Now, as a small guy, when I say small guy, that's not a gender thing. It's just, that's just what I speak. So ladies, of course, you're included in that. But as a small guy, there's so many things that you can do. You're allowed to use lesser brands. You actually are. Okay. The big, big guys have to use the big name brands. Otherwise, they're told somewhere along the way that they're not taken seriously. They have to come in with a lot of assistance. They have to get the nicer studios. You don't have to do that stuff. Nobody's expecting you to do that stuff. Take advantage. These are the advantages that you have right now, okay? So there's so many other things that you can do. You can jump on new technology faster where they can't. If you are a newer business, you don't have a brand in place yet or as deep of a brand in place as much as the big guys do. So you can pivot, you can turn, you can do 180s much faster with more leniency, and you'll get away with a lot more stuff. How does that sound? How does that sound to somebody that's stressing out a little bit, right? Lets you calm down a little bit, lets you look at things a little bit differently. All right, now my next point is, I started in a recession. Out of a recession, in the first, I want to say, 2 years. 2 years is not a long time. Got Usher, Brandy, Sean Kingston, Ciara, who else? So many small brands, but that's pretty huge. People work for over 10 years and they still can't get those kinds of names. I'm aware of that. And that doesn't come from a place of ego. That just comes from a place of being aware, right? That's what I'm talking about when I say there's a plan. That's what I'm talking about when I say if you have systems in place, you're going to do well. That's why I do have that masterclass, by the way. There's so many how-to photography workshops. No one's really teaching people how to get the clients, how to make the money, like I am, you know, or with that same type of resume. Now, here's 5 things that you can do. So I wanted to calm you down, but here are 5 things that you can do that I think are going to be huge in you moving forward, okay? So number one, what I want you to do is find out who the next big tree is. Who is blocking your view? Who has always cast shadows on you? And I don't mean this in a hateful way, but who is so big that you keep losing out to them all the time? All the nutrients, all the money, all the good clients, all the good positioning goes to them. And it doesn't go to you. Who are they? And identify them. Write them down on a list, and we don't want anyone to fail. So that's never something that I want to, that I'm a proponent of. We don't want people to fail. We don't want people to lose their jobs and lose their homes. But if companies are going to come down and if the economy is going to reshift things, I want you to be the one that climbs up. Okay. Lots of little pauses right there, but I just want that to resonate with you. We never want people to fail. There, I do believe there's enough room for everyone to win, but I want you to get those better clients if that is what you're after, all right? So the first thing is, what you want to do is you want to make a list. Okay, who are the filmmakers or the photographers or the makeup artists that get the clients that you've always wanted? And it isn't because it came, so let me actually clarify this. When I say who are those people, I'm not saying who does it come down to, you or them. They have to be in a whole different league above you, okay? This is league climbing. This is not sideswiping up here. This is league climbing. If we're talking about different class levels, if you want to move up from a C class to a B class or B class to an A class, who are those people in the immediate upper class above you, that higher tier above you? Find out who they are. Find out what they do. Find out what types of clients they serve. Find out what kinds of products they offer their clients. Find out what their websites look like. What kind of branding do they do? Study those people, all right? The second part is, okay, you've identified who these people are on the tier above you. Now, what can they no longer do that you are able to do now? Faster and a little more effective and a little bit lower priced. So let me give you an example. If you are a filmmaker, okay, so somebody, they can't work certain things because they have a massive overhead in their studio. They have to pay that $10,000 a month rent for their built-in studio. Can you lower the budget by renting a studio for the day for $900? What if they have 2 producers on payroll? They've got a couple production managers on payroll, 5 PAs on payroll. Can you hire people as part of a gig economy and save some money there? So there are things that we can do. There's so many different situations, but I want to just give you an idea, okay? We never want to, I feel like I gotta say this, we never want to undercut people's work. We always wanna defend the rates of our peers. So if you're a makeup artist, defend the peer of the hairstylist, and photographers, defend the peer of your entire network of people. But these big companies, what are they doing that requires them to have a big team that you can do with 2 to 3 people? That's what I'm talking about. Find out where they are about to fail. Find out where in their companies the ground is about to buckle. And you stand right there and you catch those clients. We don't sabotage people. We don't steal clients. But when those clients start looking around, you be available and you position yourself the right. Number 3, I want you guys to look at what could be eliminated and what could be a new trend. So let's talk about trends in the line of work that you do. What's eliminated? When the big companies go, when the big trees, the forest trees go, what isn't necessarily relevant anymore? So when I started, film wasn't relevant anymore. And there were guys that have been doing it for 30, 40 years before me. If you think I'm going to pick up film when they're dying and try to revive a lost art at that time in 2008 and 2009, no, you're crazy. I'm going to jump and I'm going to learn digital so well because I know that they can't. They're still holding on to the old ways. So let's look at the companies above you. What are they going to hold on to? Because that's their identity, because that is their branding. So what can you replace that with? What new technology is coming? What do you think the new trends are coming? So it just depends on what kind of creative work you do. I want you to think about it, and I want you to make a list if any of that is relevant to you. Number 4. How do you preserve the industry rate and not undercut and sabotage everybody? This is important, okay? So I give you the analogy. Remember, for that easy math, if there's a shoot that's $10,000, I came in the beginning at $8,500. So what can you do? What can you offer differently? Where can you cut out and not drop the rate so low that everybody hates you? That's an important thing I want you to think about. So what can you do to retain your reputation, to build your reputation, to build your rate, to not destroy your peers' rate and the industry rate? That is something to think about. Yeah, so if somebody is charging $10,000 and you come in at $1,000 or $2,000, you might get the client. You're also going to gain a lot of enemies. You're also going to gain a lot of, are you going to lose a lot of self-respect? You're going to lose industry respect. So there's a way to do this, but preserve the integrity of the rate of the industry, okay? Nails, hair, makeup, photo, videography, creative direction, all that stuff. Do not sabotage your neighbor. Do not sabotage your friends. Do not sabotage your fiercest competitors, because they will do it right back to you and drop your rate even more. You will do it right back to them. They will do it right back to you, and you'll do it right back to them. And you know what will happen? The clients will sit there with their feet up on the desk laughing, while you guys undercut yourself and they're just waiting for the last man standing, okay? Number 5, relax. Relax, just as a reminder. This is gonna be okay. People still need video work. For video, we need lighting and hair and makeup and styling. People still need photos. Things are moving online more and more. Where do videos live? Where do photos live now? Online. People are going to start branding themselves more as they lose their jobs with big companies and finally go after that dream. What do they need? Video, hair, makeup, wardrobe, photography, creative direction. This is where you come in. This is where I come in. This is where we come in. We don't sabotage our peers. We don't sabotage the industry. What we do is find a niche for ourselves, find a little nook for yourselves where you fit in perfectly and you're complimenting your peers, you're complimenting your clients and your industry, and we don't ruin anybody, okay? That's never our intention. So COVID-19 is scary. I hope you're safe. I hope your family is safe and the people that you love. Stay indoors, all that. A recession is bound to follow. A recession is pretty much happening right now. Relax, catch your breath, don't let it drown you, and think about this. Go down my list, and I want you guys to win. I want you guys to just do so damn well, okay? Follow me on Instagram at waleed.azami. Daily photo tips and video tips. Follow this podcast, subscribe, share it with somebody that you think it'll do very well with them. And if I can ask you a favor, please leave me an honest review on Apple iTunes podcast review. This does so much for the podcast so that more people can see it, so I can actually help more people. And if you want my photographer's survival package, that free gift, or gifts, plural, there's a link in that. And when you sign up, you're going to get something that's going to help you find your ideal client. They're going to get something that's part of your daily planner that I use. I designed my own for as a photographer, okay? Then you're going to get something that's going to help you manage a set better and be more organized. Then the fourth one is a surprise. But there's going to be four big ones and some other stuff along the way that are freebies. But also, if you're looking to get into my masterclass, these are the emails you don't want to miss because they are going to be a really exclusive offer. You can always buy it anytime. But if you want that crazy deal, it's going to be in one of these three or four emails. Okay, so I will talk to you guys, or I guess I'll speak to you guys next time. Thank you so much. Be safe. All the links are in the description of this podcast. Thank you again for listening. I appreciate it.